Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The parcel of the change of the exam is to move back to an old familiar score scale of 1600 for two sections and with a optional essay. So we'll have an evidence-based reading and writing section, a math section, which together equal the 1600 scale, plus an optional essay.
There's Steve Colvin, Vice President of the College Board, explaining the changes on the way to the SAT tests. The SAT, that's number 10, actually, in conversation. In terms of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, the TRCS, for this week ending Friday, March the 7th, as a matter of fact. What will we do in this hour? We'll review the top 10 talk topics determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is in talkers.com. This week, the SAT overhaul, number 10. Number 9, U.S. marijuana policy. Let's listen in to this program hosted by Jason Rantz. Here he is talking to Congressman Dave Reichert of Washington about Reichert's bill to ban the use of welfare benefit cards at stores that sell marijuana.
The bill is called the Preserving Welfare for Needs, Not Weed Act. I was under the impression that this was already illegal. Is that not the case?
It is not the case. There, I think some people may be thinking about a piece of legislation that was passed in 2012, and that requires states to prevent welfare recipients from accessing their cash benefits electronically in liquor stores, casinos, and the famous strip clubs. I think that's what people remember. But now that we are legalizing marijuana in Washington and Colorado, we need to add pot shops to the strip clubs, casinos, and liquor stores.
And we're talking about the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families benefits, the TANF card, is that correct?
TANF card, and it's, yes, uh-huh.
And so this is different from food stamps. So maybe if you can give us some context as to what exactly this is used for.
Well, it's used to buy food, and this is their welfare benefits. What the legislation does then is to prevent the welfare benefits from being accessed electronically in the marijuana dispensaries. So states would have to, number one, ensure that welfare recipients can't withdraw cash at ATMs located in pot shops, or, number two, use their welfare benefit card to pay for any other items in mm-hmm. pot stores or any paraphernalia, or three, states would have to say, states would have to say that their plan, what their plan is, and that HHS here in D.C. would have to audit those plans, and if the states don't comply with preventing people from spending their cash in the pot stores, then there is a chance that the states could lose a percentage of their welfare funds.
So obviously the question, whenever we come up with legislation like this, is, one, is it currently a problem, or is it addressing a potential problem? And so what is the answer to that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we've done is, since Colorado is already operating some pot shops, they've already had some experience there, and they're sort of tracking this. So in January, they're initial look at this problem discovered that there were $5,000 in transactions and welfare benefits that had been withdrawn at stores selling marijuana. So I'm looking at, as you know, as an old police officer here, mm-hmm. is that this is the beginning of a problem, and we need to stop this before it gets any bigger. And I'm a firm believer in the Rudy Giuliani broken windows theories. You know, those little things matter.
Yeah.
And so we're going to address this right up front, because what we're really talking about here is a waste of taxpayer dollars. And whether it's minuscule or whether it's, you know, it's a large amount, we have a responsibility to make sure that that doesn't happen. I think there's a lot of potential here for people to misuse their welfare card, which is supposed to be used for food for themselves and their families, to buy recreational pot Yeah.
Up next, Bitcoins, the Texas primaries, and Oscar Pistorius, all in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Bitcoin controversies, number 8 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's financial analyst Chris Street talking to host Esme Murphy about $500 million worth of Bitcoin that has just disappeared in Tokyo.
$500 million disappearing overnight is causing a lot of heart attacks, and really it speaks to the sort of chaos of virtual currencies. There's nothing irresponsible or irrational about bitcoins. Bitcoins are virtual currencies that people accept as exchange, other than, you know, colored pieces of paper that we accept as exchange.
Right. So it's you know, there are all kinds of things that are traded and have been traded for years. Is that what that is? Bitcoin is just yet another.
Well, it's pretty unique in that it's a virtual currency that came out of the new technology of the ability to sort of create virtual gold. And by the term virtual gold, Bitcoin is limited as to the number of coins. So unlike currencies, countries can't use inflation to essentially steal people's money. With Bitcoins, there's a fixed number of coins, and the thought was that would keep value.
Texas primaries are number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week. From affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Ludell talks to Katie Glick, who's from Politico.com, about a Bush doing well while the Tea Party struggled this week in various primary elections, this one specifically in Texas.
Another generation of the Bushes winning statewide office in Texas, George P. Bush, and the office is Texas Land Commissioner, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in Texas, that's a pretty important position, Katie.
Hey, that's absolutely right. George P. Bush looks very likely to have launched his statewide career in Texas. He resoundingly won his primary and is expected to go on to win a general election in November. He's, of course, the nephew of President Bush and the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and is very much considered a rising star in the Republican Party in his own right.
And has some Hispanic heritage to boot.
Oh, that's right. His mother is from Mexico. He speaks Spanish fluently. He was a founder of a group called the Hispanic Republicans of Texas. And in an increasingly diverse state, he's certainly looked to as a future of the party.
Now, the headlines from most of the stories I've seen from Texas suggest that establishment Republicans, albeit conservative ones, but with some gravitas in their resume, should we say, basically beat the challengers from the Tea Party that maybe were not ready for prime time.
That's right. You know, especially on the federal level, you saw people like Senator John Cornyn pretty easily holding on to his seat. You saw Congressman Pete Sessions easily fending off a Tea Party challenger whom activists were pretty excited about. You saw that playing out in a number of races as well. On the state level, you do see some particularly conservative candidates, even those who don't necessarily have that sort of establishment backing, looking to continue to be viable. And we're seeing a lot of these races go to runoffs in May.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with the number six issue, the Oscar Pistorius trial. Host Jack Harris, Corey Dillon, and Ted Webb talking to legal analyst Liz Weil about the twists and turns in the trial this week.
This thing, Oscar Pistorius, has gotten pretty bizarre. This is the double amputee athlete,
right?
That
the
no
blade
question
runner.
Killed his, yeah, the Blade Runner, they call him. But there's no question that he killed his fiancée or his girlfriend, I guess.
I don't think they were engaged. I think his girlfriend. But, there's no question that he killed her. The question is, did he mean to kill her? His defense is, I woke up in the middle of the night on Valentine's a year ago, and I thought there was an intruder in the bathroom, and I got the gun, and I shot through the door, you know, because I was scared for my life. And the prosecution is saying, you knew that she was in there. The door was locked from the inside. She came out this week that she was wearing street clothes. I mean, shorts and a shirt, something you wouldn't necessarily go to bed in.
And had two cell phones on her.
Exactly. Cell phones on her. And then the really darning evidence for the prosecution this week was a neighbor testified that night she heard this quote unquote blood curdling screams coming from the house, and then she heard the shots. Meaning, she heard her screaming for her life basically, and then the shots showing premeditation.
Well, and Oscar says that he was awoken and he wasn't wearing his prosthetic legs. But the trajectory of the bullet,
right.
As I understand it...
doesn't coincide with that. It coincides with that he took the time to put his legs on. The other thing, too, is he said, they were sleeping together. He said, I didn't know that she wasn't there. I mean, it belies common sense. If you think about it, you have an intruder coming in the middle of the night, and you're scared, you go get your gun. Don't you, if you're sleeping with somebody, push them a little bit and just say,
First thing you do instinctually would be to look.
Did you hear that? You shake her. Did you hear that?
Right? Yeah. And yeah. I'm going to go take care of this and call 911 or whatever.
Up next on the review, the Internal Revenue Service and CPAC having their meeting here on our overview of what's going on in the world of conversation, sort of political, if you will, talk radio and talk television.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Back we are. We're at it. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for another weekend. I'm Doug Steffen at number 5 in this week's countdown, the hearing looking into whether or not the IRS was actually taking advantage of some of the 501c3 groups that were coming to the surface, some of the conservative groups looking for tax-free status. Here are our hosts John Cass and Lauren Cohn talking to correspondent Mike Emanuel about the explosive congressional hearing on the IRS.
What about Lois Lerner?
Well, you know, we had quite a drama up here on Capitol Hill. A number of folks on the committee, the House Oversight Committee, told me that they believed that she was going to show up and she was going to answer questions. And the chairman of the committee, Daryl Issa, asked, I would say, probably 8 different questions. And each time she reiterated, you know, taking the fifth. And so after that, he basically shut down the hearing. And then there was a flare-up between him and Elijah Cummings, the top Democrat on the panel, that ended with Issa turning off Cummings' microphone, and the drama was over after about 20 minutes or so.
But this isn't the first time those two have sort of deflected on the point of why they were having the hearings and gone off on their own little tangents.
That's right. There's been a lot of tension, Lauren, between the two of them, fundamentally disagreeing about the IRS matter, where Cummings said, you know, there's no evidence that the White House was involved. There's no evidence of, you know, political reasons for doing this. You know, maybe it's been some, you know, lower level people who messed up, but, you know, he's trying to minimize it. And ISA thinks there is more there, as many conservatives in America do as well.
Here is Carl Cameron, who reported on the beginning of this week's Conservative Political Action Conference.
The annual Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, drew 9 potential 2016 presidential candidates. None faced more scrutiny than New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who drew the biggest crowd and got a lukewarm response when he aligned with pragmatists in the GOP who say sometimes ideology must take a back seat for election victories.
We don't get to govern if we don't win.
Christie got snubbed last year as insufficiently conservative and got invited this year just as emails surfaced implicating his staff in the George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal. He said Republicans shouldn't let the media brand them as obstructionists and that Republicans need solutions to get things done.
We need leaders now who are willing to say not only that we are against Obamacare, which we are, we need leaders that are not only going to say that we're against higher taxes, which we are. We're against a bigger government. We're against more intrusion into our constitutional rights. We're against all those things. But we need to also talk about what we're for.
Christie got a standing ovation by the end of his remarks. In contrast, Texas Senator and Tea Party firebrand Ted Cruz got a consistently enthusiastic reception as he accused establishment Republicans of caving and being ideologically suspect.
And they say if you stand for principle, you lose elections. The way to do it, the smart way, the Washington way, is don't stand against Obamacare. Don't stand against the debt ceiling. Don't stand against nothing. You want to lose elections, stand for nothing.
Cruz rammed home his point with a roster of establishment GOP White House hopefuls who failed.
Of course, all of us remember President Dole and President McCain and President Romney. Now, look, those are good men. They're decent men. But when you don't stand and draw a clear distinction, when you don't stand for principle, Democrats celebrate.
Congressman Paul Ryan, the 2012 GOP vice presidential nominee, sought a middle ground, emphasizing the GOP's unity of purpose.
I don't see this great divide in our party. What I see is a vibrant debate. Sure, we have our disagreements. And yes, they can get a little passionate. I like to think of it as creative tension.
CPAC is the biggest gathering of so-called movement conservatives in the country every year. This time around, it also acts as the first major cattle call of the 2016 presidential cycle. It's sponsored by the American Conservative Union, which is 50 years old this year.
All right, so let's see where we are right now in the countdown at the end of this half hour. The SAT overhaul at number 10. Number 9, a marijuana policy in our country. The Bitcoin experiences, number 8. Number 7, Texas primary results. Number 6, the Oscar Pistorius trial getting started. Number 5, IRS hearing in Congress and CPAC having their meeting. Number 4, so let's give us a moment or two as we collect our thoughts, put things together, and then we'll have numbers 3, 2, and 1 here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering?
Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Rolling along now in this half hour, Doug Steffen, we get back into the issues, the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday the 7th of March. At number three on the countdown, the budget from the Obama administration. Here's host David Bowes with Romina Bokcha from the Heritage Foundation. They talk about the president's proposed budget, which basically came in, as they love to say, DOA.
John Boehner says it's spending too much, borrowing too much, and taxing too much. It would hurt our economy and cost jobs. That's what he said about the president's proposed budget. Would your assessment be similar to Speaker Boehner's, saying that it would spend too much, borrow too much, and tax too much, and cost jobs?
Oh, absolutely. The thing here is that this is an election year budget. Basically, the president's budget, rather than tackling the important budget problems that we have, it rolls over the special interests, especially in this election year, and has put together a campaign document for the Democratic Party. So it has all of your goodies in there, additional spending for special interests, going after oil and gas companies, the kind of things that Democrats don't like, and boosting those things that Democrats do like, in addition to a more welfare spending. But what's really concerning, too, is that because the budget doesn't address the real drivers of spending in debt, by the end of this budget, we will be spending more on interest on the debt alone than we will spend on defense or on all of the domestic spending that's planned in this budget. So because the debt continues growing, we are in for a whole lot of trouble down the road.
The president said, hey, this is, we're going to be slashing our deficits, and this will ensure that we don't leave future generations to pay our bills. You're saying he's not being honest with us here.
Unfortunately, no. The budget claims, Obama claims in a budget, $2.2 trillion in deficit reduction over the 10-year budget window. That sounds really good, but this figure is largely based on massive tax increases, about $1.2 trillion in tax increases alone. And then it also includes well-known budget gimmicks, like claiming savings from canceling war-related spending that wasn't planned in the first place. But a president is playing games with the budget baseline to claim deficit reduction that in the end won't actually take place. The other thing that the budget does, it uses rosy assumptions about what economic growth will look like. And so it looks like the deficit will go down and the debt won't go up as much. But those numbers really aren't trustworthy, because if you compare them with the more realistic assumptions that the Congressional Budget Office has put out, you find very clearly that the president is playing games with the economic growth numbers to try and make his budget look better than it actually is.
All right, you want to know what some other people listening to these sort of talk radio conversations had to say about the Obama budget proposals? Let's listen.
I was there. I'm glad to know that President Obama is going to put some of the money back that he took out of Medicare. If you'll recall, whenever all this stuff was happening, he was taking $800-something billion out of Medicare to cover this Obamacare. I think people have forgotten about that. I will never vote for another Democrat. They have torn this country up. Since 5 years ago, I tell you what, I'm 69 years old. I worked until I was 65 and had to quit because of health reasons. I would still be working if not for that. But he is teaching our children, who are the future of this country, that you don't have to work to get anything, that the government will pay for it. However, who wants to live in those poverty circumstances? You got to have a job. I don't mind paying into the government, but I hate to see my money being wasted.
I sometimes get tired of hearing the Republicans just say no. And a lot of times the journalists, nobody ever say to the Republicans, what are you going to do? I've heard it a few times. But what are their program? All I hear is John Boehner says it's irresponsible. You know, that's just a phrase. What are you going to do? What's irresponsible about the budget? It sounds pretty good to me.
You know, we could spend all day pointing fingers and blaming the president, blaming the Democrats, blaming the Republicans. But really where we're flawing here is we're not looking at the root of our problems. And one example I can say is we spend a lot of money on healthcare. Tons. Well, if we maybe refocused and realized we're spending money on healthcare because we have a lot of sick people, and worked on preventive healthcare, better nutrition, nutritional education, for example. I mean, I can go on. This is what I do for a living. That we wouldn't spend so much. Secondly, I graduated college in 2009 with a bachelor's, you know, $70,000 in debt to start. I'd be lucky to get a $22,000 job, you know, professional one that had benefits. That's not going to pay my bills and rent in a car, okay? So they tell me to go back to school and further get more in debt, and we're training 10 times as many teachers as we need a year and 10 times as many lawyers as we need a year. The root of our problem is we need to redefine ourselves as a country. I mean, we are not an industry country anymore. We're not a service economy anymore. We have to redefine ourselves as Americans. What are we going to be?
Doesn't matter what he puts into the budget, it's not going to get passed. They don't want to do anything. The big corporations want to take control of everything. I'm a Republican. I'm in Tennessee. I'm in a very conservative area. Conservatism is not what it was under Eisenhower. It has completely flopped to the very wealthy. You got 140 people in the top 1% that owns more than 150 million people on the bottom. This has to stop.
The Affordable Health Care Act, up next, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show peers into the top two items of the week.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Doug Steffen here, back at the helm of the countdown. At number two this week, focus on health care, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever it is you call it. Talk host Tony Cruz here with Consumer Reports health insurance expert Nancy Metcalf. Metcalf says if you haven't even tried to sign up for Obamacare yet, you probably ought to do it now.
It's important, according to Consumer Reports, that people who don't have their health care need to get it, and they need to get it pretty quickly, right?
That's right. If you don't have health insurance and you don't get it by the end of this month, you can't get it again until 2015. So it's time to get cracking.
All right. So that's rule number one. If you don't have it, regardless of how you feel about the Affordable Health Care Act or anything else, if you don't have it, you won't get it, and that could be trouble.
Yeah, and you know, it's really important, even if you're healthy and think, oh, I don't need it, you can always get hit by a bus, you can always get sick, and then you'll be really, really sorry. And I just want to point out that people really need to check on this, because you could be leaving money on the table. A lot of people, in fact, most of the people who don't have health insurance are going to be eligible for financial help to get it. And in a state like Kentucky, if you're really broke, you can get free health care as Medicaid. We've created a tool. If you don't know how to get started, we've created a free online tool, healthlawhelper.org.
healthlawhelper.org.
You can go there, answer a couple of questions. It's completely anonymous. We're not going to keep your name. And you'll find out what you might qualify for, and also what to do next, how to get going, what kind of information you need to apply for insurance. And again, the deadline is the end of the month, but we're encouraging people to do it right away, because if you apply by the 15th of the month, you could get insurance starting in April.
That was your third point that we were going to raise. You raised it. Waiting until the last minute may leave you scrambling. And how? Because I went on the Connect website and looked at all kinds of different things, and honestly, from one day to the next, you forget this health care plan, or you're going to put dental in there, or that health care plan.
That's right.
I've
sat with a lot of people if they're applying for health care, and you know, once they get through all the information that they have to put in. And by the way, if you haven't done it already, what you're going to need is the same kind of information you need to fill out your tax return. Last year's tax return, wage statements, you know, W-2 forms, 1099 forms, your ledger book if you're self-employed, your checkbook, bank statements, because they're going to want to know what your income is. They don't care if you're a death door or in the pink of health, but they want to know about your money, because that governs what kind of financial help you can get.
Depending on your politics, I guess, you can look at the latest rule from the White House under Affordable Health Care. But basically, they've changed and extended for another 2 years. Health insurance plans that don't comply with Affordable Health Care Act can be extended now for another 2 years. I don't even know, though, how many health insurance companies can go back and keep the same things that don't qualify?
Well, yeah, what that means is it only affects, the best estimate is about 500,000 people nationwide.
That's so sad.
And it's really up to the states and to individual insurance companies whether they want to let that happen. And what it means is if you had an insurance plan in place that doesn't comply with the requirements of the new law, it doesn't cover everything it's supposed to or whatever,
right,
you can keep it. You can't buy a new one, but you can keep it. And you know, if anybody who's listening in has one of those plans, I would encourage them to go on the Connect website anyway to make sure that they can't get a better deal.
Host Jimmy Barrett here with healthcare reform expert Mike Haley. They discuss the upcoming deadline to have your health insurance coverage taken care of.
What happens when March 31st gets here and those millions of people have not enrolled? What happens?
Well, for those folks that don't enroll or don't have their coverage provided in the employer marketplace, this is true for 60% of Americans, they are subject to a $95 per individual fine. That's the minimum, or up to 1% of your earnings.
Mm. So if you're making $100,000 a year,
that's a
$1,000,
right? Fine, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
that is a pretty substantial fine.
Sure. Yeah,
and, of course, it'll be up to the Internal Revenue Service to enforce that, right?
Yes, all of those fines will be handled through to your normal 1040 filing process, yes.
So, at this point, I guess, you know, there are a few, I'm sure there are some conscientious objectors out there, Mike Haley, who don't believe in this whole healthcare reform thing, believe this should be their own individual choice, and the question is, are they willing to pay the fine, or are they willing to take the chances?
Well, I think at this point in the Obamacare rollout, for many, $1,000 will be far less than what they'll have to spend on an annual basis to actually get the health insurance that the government is requiring. So, for those that are conscientious objectors, it might, for them, if they're well, be the best economic decision for them today.
Maybe the government is counting on that to a certain extent.
Well, I would argue that the problem there is that those that are healthy are the ones that we need in the marketplace to account for those people who are the so-called success stories, those with health conditions that have gone out and secured coverage on the exchange.
How are prices? Have you done some comparisons on what the Obamacare packages are and versus the private policies? Have the prices on the private policies come down at all?
The prices on the private policies have come down for some, but for most have gone up. It's a simple, the analogy to draw here is if you wanted to go out and buy a new car and you want to make sure you had heated seats, when you get extra options on that car, you should expect to pay more. And that's exactly what Obamacare has done for us, is added things to our list of items that have to be covered on the insurance plan. It does nothing but drive up expenses.
Here's host Doug McIntyre talking to ABC Steve Portnoy about the latest Obamacare delays.
The Republicans were certainly pushing for this. Ted Cruz and others were arguing that there should be at least a one-year suspension of the individual mandate. And now, of course, the administration announced that Americans with health insurance policies that don't meet the consumer standards can keep those plans until 2017. Of course, Republicans aren't happy about this, are they?
Well, they say it reeks of politics, that it delays any discussion about losing your plan. The president promised if you like your plan, you can keep it. Well, this basically staves off that discussion until October of 2016, which is kind of timed just before the next presidential election. But as far as the next congressional election, Democrats will be able to say that the president allows you to keep your plan if you had one in the individual market that otherwise would have been scrapped. You can keep that plan now, according to the White House, through the plan year that starts October 1, 2016, or as you say, 2017. But the Republicans will still say that this, in the words of an aide to Speaker Boehner, reeks of politics. The House took its 50th vote to change the health care reform law by a measure that would delay the individual mandate penalty for a year. But, of course, that's not about to become law. Democrats in the Senate are not about to take it up, and President Obama would surely veto it. So the individual mandate remains in effect, and there's less than 4 weeks left in the open enrollment period. So if you don't have insurance by the end of this month, you're going to have to pay a penalty when you file your 1040 next year.
Of course, it is political, and there's no question that looking at the polling numbers, and there's a lot of Democrats who are up for re-election who are frightened of this issue, and having a whole bunch of policy cancellations right before the midterms,
It's not good for their personal health, political health anyway. And while the Republicans would, a year ago or even 8 months ago were calling for this suspension, now for political reasons, they would like to tactically have the political benefit of this issue being on the table as a headline right before the midterm election.
Number one this week, Russia. What's going on in the Ukraine, the United States? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf and all that stuff next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
So let's finish off this hour's review of the hot hits in talk radio with number one, Russia, President Putin, Ukraine, what's going on there, and how the rest of the world is reacting. Here's host Dan Potter talking to former presidential candidate Herman Cain about Russia, Vladimir Putin, that sort of thing.
Your thoughts on what we're seeing unfold in Ukraine? We've got another threat from Putin that he's going to maybe seize U.S. assets if we go ahead with sanctions.
Yep. The crisis in Ukraine scares me for two reasons. One, Putin and the Russians are unpredictable, and we can't trust what Putin says. And secondly, because of the crisis here in the United States, and nobody's talking about it. See, we have a crisis of trust. If we can't trust this administration relative to a lot of the things going on here, it makes me doubly nervous about the decision-making that is supposed to take place in dealing with that crisis. So we have a double crisis on our hands.
What would you like to see happen? What do you think would be the proper response?
Well, I think that, number one, we should open up the exploration of natural gas here in this country. The government has been standing in the way. Because, you see, that way we can export gas, natural gas, and that will cause the Western European countries to say, oh, well, maybe we can, you know, work with the United States. They're not going to cut their own throats because they depend upon Russia and a lot of those other countries for a lot of their energy. And if we were to make it available coming from us, that would help them, you know, join us in what we need to do diplomatically. Secondly, I believe that sanctions would work. We need to put sanctions on them and send them a very strong message. But the United States is going to have to lead that effort, and I'm not confident that President Obama would make that move.
We put in sanctions. If Putin does then seize U.S. business assets over there, that's an act of war.
That is an act of war, but it works both ways. Mm-hmm. And so it's now down to who's going to blink first.
Man, I thought we were over this sometime around 1989.
No.
Yeah.
Not really. A lot of people thought we were, and in fact, there are a lot of people, as you know, in the liberal side of the media who poo-pooed the idea when Romney was running for president that Russia wasn't our friend. Now we know.
Romney and Sarah Palin looking pretty smart, too. She called this years ago.
Exactly. And so that's the crisis I worry about, and that is a crisis of trust and judgment that we have here. Doesn't give me much confidence about how they're going to handle this Ukraine situation.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, here's another host. Name is Patrick Dorenson. He's talking about how bad the intelligence was about Russia and the Ukraine before the troops went into the Crimea.
The U.S. Intelligence Committee on Thursday night, this is a quote from the actually, from the Daily Beast. There's a gentleman named Eli Lake, and he writes on foreign policy. And while I disagree with a lot of stuff on the Daily Beast, this gentleman has been excellent on Benghazi, and he's been excellent about writing about the Ukrainian situation. He says, on Thursday night, the best assessment from the U.S. intelligence community, and for that matter, most experts observing events in Ukraine, was that Vladimir Putin's military would not invade Ukraine. A Senate aide, who it says here, works closely on the Ukraine crisis. He said, no one anticipated a Russian invasion of Ukrainian territory. Nobody thought Putin was going to invade last night. And this guy's working on policy about Russia? How could you not know? I mean, all you got to do is look at the guy's history. And you knew he wasn't getting, I guess everybody in America figured, well, he's not going to do anything because of the Sochi Olympics and because the G8 summit is going to be in Sochi in June. The Russians don't think that way. They don't think, oh, gee, you know, we might lose the G8 summit. But nobody seems to know. Nobody seems to know. One former intelligence officer said Putin's aim is to show that he is in the catbird seat, and there's nothing we can do about it. He's like a kid with a can of gasoline and a book of matches, and he laughs as Obama tries to deliver lectures on how fire is dangerous. Indeed, Putin throws banana peels on the ground, and Obama manages to slip on every one of them. I've never seen anything like it. To be fair, the Bush administration got caught with their trousers down when the Soviets made a move in the restless nation of Georgia. In southern part of the former Soviet Union. So they got caught by surprise. After all, though, President Bush did look in Vladimir Putin's eyes, and I guess he said he saw somebody they really could deal with. That didn't seem to be the case. And Vladimir Putin is not acting like a good old-fashioned communist. He's acting like a good old-fashioned imperial Russian czar.
Russia and the Ukraine, most talked about, most discussed item this week in the world of News Talk Radio, News Talk Television. So let's recap. Number 10, Scholastic Aptitude Test Overhauls. The U.S. Marijuana Policy is number 9. Bitcoin is number 8. Texas Primary is number 7. Oscar Pistorius Trial number 6. The IRS hearing number 5. CPAC number 4 having their meeting. The Obama Budget number 3. Obamacare number 2. And the Obama presidency's response to Russia going into Ukraine, number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.